FMX.
True alternative.
This is FMX. True alternative.
FNX True Alternative, you heard that one first on Alter Ego with Paul Driscoll, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. It's new from Franz Ferdinand. My name is Slater. This is After Hours. The Swayze Show is in next, and he's got comedian Dave Attell on this morning from Insomniac with Dave Attell, you know, the Comedy Central thing. And they all have tickets to Real Big Fish Thursday and Story of the Year. This is True Alternative. I will talk to you Sunday at noon for the X-List.
Frequency locator.
1017 Austin, 92.1 New Hampshire.
It's what's on.
Weekday mornings 6 to 10. The Swayze Show. Smart, funny, good music, and alternative in the morning. Then it's Julie Kramer with Good Karma and The Leftover Lunch. Followed by Keith Dakin at 3 with Daily Topics, The GameCube, and BS Trivia. Then hang with Paul Driscoll 7 to midnight with Alter Ego. Songs you don't know, songs you should know, and songs you will know. And After Hours, it's Slater with the best alternative music.
1017.
FNX Boston.
9921.
FNX New Hampshire. Your true alternative to corporate cookie-cutter radio.
Hey, Rod,
very little. We had one telephone conversation for a very brief time. We decided that that Theo would be an excellent point person given his age, that he and A-Rod might hit it off, and indeed I think they did to some degree.
Hey, Larry, psychologically and from a fan standpoint, I understand why everybody gets juiced up against the Yankees. It is the natural rivalry. They are the biggest games that you play all year long, but I think...
With 1995 to an exception, no security deposit, all rebates apply.
There's a drive deep to left, way back, home run, Kevin Millar.
And a high fly ball to deep right, down the line, by the pole, David Ortiz has done it again.
Damon going back on the track at the wall. Leaps. What a catch. What a catch by Damon.
Strike three call. The Red Sox win it. Derek Lowe pumps his fist. The ultimate save.
The Red Sox take on the Yankees tonight at 7:30. Right here on your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 850 WEEI. Broadcasting live from Boston's newest landmark, the New Balance Building. This is the 50,000-watt home of Boston Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 850 WEEI Boston. Intercom Sports Radio leader. Sports Radio WEEI 2020 Sports Flash.
The stakes have never been higher, and it's disappointing. But you know, we've got to respond. We have
and San Diego too. Hour number one of Dennis and Callahan is on the way next. I'm Jami DePorel, and that's the Flash. You're listening to WEEI Boston and the all new Sports Radio 103.7 FM, Westerly Providence.
Throughout April, visit Colonial Cadillacs at Garden City Center.
It's Friday morning. Look out, Providence, here we come. And look out, Yankees, it's time to play ball. Time for the Dennis and Callahan Show.
Yeah, if it sucks so bad, why don't you move to Providence and quit your bitching?
Oh, like that would change anything.
Today with the two guys invading Federal Hill on 103.7 FM WEEI in Providence.
You're one lucky bastard and you don't know it. But I wouldn't give for an opportunity like this when I was a kid.
It'll be all hockey talk this morning. As the Habs upset the Bees last night, they live for another. Another day.
Canadians, Thornton, shot score. Joe Thornton had his stick taken away by the official, and the Canadians score!
The Bruins have been abysmal. Shot score. Blue line, Craig Revain. Drive score!
Squeeze in some baseball talk as well. Something about some team from New York or something coming to town. The Yankees? Get your Giambi chance ready.
I can't wait until Giambi's first at bat tomorrow night. Repeat after me.
Shrunken testes.
That's pretty good.
Shrunken testes.
We'll talk to Mike Vaccaro from the New York Post. Author extraordinaire John Feinstein joins us to talk about his new book, Caddy for Life. Did we mention his claim to fame as color man for meter on a Harvard hoop game? No one heard?
My nephew does the lawns in this neighborhood. I've been working this neighborhood for 26 years. Are you f***ing deaf? I said my nephew has this area.
You don't work this neighborhood!
Neater's trying to gather all his Providence homies on Shlomo Hill. He's got your mafia update.
So your nephew's moving into his neighborhood.
His neighborhood?
He's been working there since back when I lived there, Eve. Anyway, I'm here putting in a word for the kid.
All that in stereo as we bring our flavor to Providence.
In my book, you get points for staying out of the can.
Good thing for me, then, that your book don't mean no gods to me. It's yours is yours, Paulie, but what ain't is anybody else's.
Dennis and Callahan, live and in Technicolor, now also in Providence. Have we mentioned that enough?
Good luck not getting caught. Cocked in Rhode Island.
Drugs. On Sports Radio 850 WEEI.
Good morning, Boston. And for the first time, good morning, Providence, Rhode Island. And of all the mornings for Boston Sports Radio, Jerry, to extend its ever-reaching reach into Providence and the entire Ocean State on 103.7 WEEI-FM. Did it have to come after a most taxing tax day up here in Boston when not only did Boston's two teams, the Sox and the Bruins, lose in just fine fashion, but their two so-called superstars on each respective squad embarrassingly soiled themselves thoroughly and completely in very big ball games. What a way to start in Rhode Island.
You made the point that Kevin DuPont and the Globe went through the bullet points of the downers.
Yes, on, and a nice job
Bruins
he did.
Game. You could do that just for the evening in Boston. I mean, it was... I think we should check in with Brady, make sure he didn't slip in the shower last night or, like, fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
I mean, make sure that shoulder's okay, because let us count the ways. Is Mita with us? Let us count the ways. First of all, Pedro sucked.